The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, hello there, great minds and thinkers. Do you have a great mind? Are you a great thinker? Well, I bet you are, because you're listening to I Can Help. It's a show about small business entrepreneurs, maybe how they got started, troubles they might have had, how they overcame them, and hopefully enjoying some success today. We'll also talk about business plans, financing, copyright, patent, and credit issues, always important. Now, we come to you every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. to 11, and I know we wish it was 10 to 11, and maybe someday it will be. I'm Mark the Spark. I'm your host with a face for radio, and I'm with my co-host, Pamela, from the great state of Hawaii. Can we get an aloha from you, Pamela?
Aloha. Happy Saturday.
Oh, I love that aloha. Do you know that means hello and goodbye?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, got to work on that. And welcome. I saw a little thing on Hawaii. They said it had like 20 islands. Yeah. I don't know. There's quite a few. Anyways, we're on KCBQ, The Answer, San Diego. And we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle in beautiful La Jolla, California. You can find us at 1170 a.m., but I bet you knew that, reaching down to Tijuana. And if you're in the North County, we go all the way up to Long Beach, and you can find us on 96.1 FM. We're streaming worldwide on all major podcast providers, aren't we, Pamela?
Yep.
And what are some of the podcast providers that we're on? Ready for the shout-down? Go ahead, Pamela.
Okay, we're on Spotify.
Google Podcasts.
Apple.
Stitcher.
iHeartRadio.
What about Radio Public?
CastBox.
Amazon Music. And you can always go to KCBQ, The Answer, and search I Can Help. Now, we are brought to you by several sponsors, and we will hear from them at halftime when we pay some bills. But if you, yes you and or your business would like to sponsor the I Can Help show, come into the studio and sit with Mark Spark and Pamela, the misplaced Hawaiian. You can talk about your business, maybe how it got started, and different things that it does. Please go to my website, markthespark.org, and you'll see all the sponsorship packages available, from episode to seasonal title. And today, we have several sponsors with us in the studio today, and I'd like to have them say hello before we get into what they do. First, we have Oliver and Alec with Leverage Services. Could I get you to say hello to San Diego?
Hello, everyone.
Hello, San Diego.
And welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad you're in the studio. And our other sponsor, which we'll start off first, is from the Girl Scouts. And we have, who do we have?
We have little Briley. Can you say hello?
Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, she's so cute.
Briley, welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad you're in the studio, and we're going to hear all about the Girl Scout cookies in just a short while. We list every sponsor that comes on the show on a spinning wheel, kind of like was The Price Was Right. Vanna White spins the wheel. We went from Vanna to Pamela. And our sponsor is put on the wheel and spun, and we have for a winner...
Notary Pin.
Notary mm-hmm. Pin.
With Jonathan Tran.
I remember. That was pretty good. He's a traveling notary. He can go anywheres. You can go to my website. Again, it's markthespark.org. You'll find the notary pin there. You can click on it, and there'll be a drop of information. And we do this for every sponsor that comes on the show. You get put on the spinning wheel, and you get a free shout-out every week the wheel lands on you. It also gives Pamela something to do.
Yes.
So we're going to bring on our first sponsor to hear about the Girl Scout cookie. And I have a question right here. Well, first of all, the Girl Scout cookie program and it is the large girl-led entrepreneurial program in the world. So it looks like we got a little entrepreneur here with us today. So would you like to tell us just a little bit, like maybe how you got started? How did you get into the Girl Scouts? And kind of maybe what you do?
So, Briley, how old are you?
5.
Wow. And this is your first year in the Girl Scouts?
Yeah.
Are you having...
Yes.
We heard that you're selling cookies.
Cookies!
I also heard you're turning 6 years old, too, this month.
Yes.
I wish I was turning 6 years old.
I know. What's your favorite?
Peanut butter.
I love that one. Is that the do-si-do?
Yes.
Oh, see, that's...
So you start out as a daisy? Are you a daisy?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And that's where you begin? And I see you have a vest on. Is that a special vest just for daisies?
Yes.
You get pins? Pin for when you accomplish something? I know
yes.
that I have looked up a little bit about the Girl Scout, and they have 5 skills that are important for leadership. And I just did a shout-out on leadership on my last program. At the end, I give a tip, trick, or an entrepreneurial story, and it was on leadership. And I know that the Girl Scout cookies have a 5 thing that they got for success to life. And it's A is goal setting, and we all need goals. B is decision making. C is money management. D, people skills. And E, business ethics. These are 5 wonderful things that the Girl Scout program teaches young people. I don't think much of this is taught in school. I know it's been a long time since I've been in school, but I've always thought they should teach how to handle money. And these are some of the 5 things that the Girl Scouts teach. Goal setting, decision making, money management, people skills, business ethics. That's absolutely wonderful. Now, where do you sell your, do we find these Girl Scouts? I know there's a few places more than that. How about Vaughn's Supermarket?
I think I got a message, and I think I got a text with your information. Yeah. And I heard that you have a friend. Do you have a friend that you sell cookies with? What's her name?
Delaney.
Aw, and she sells cookies. Aw, that's so great. I used to be a Girl Scout. I used to be a Girl Scout, and my daughter used to be a Girl Scout, so we sold lots of cookies.
And do you know that they have Girl Scouts in Hawaii, where Pamela's from?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do.
I know. Yep. So we ate lots of cookies.
All right, I got a quick question for anyone in the studio can answer. How long have the Girl Scout program, how long has it been around? And we'll go A, just a little over 50 years, B, a little over 75 years, or C, a little over 100 years. Which is it, A, B, or C? A, a little over 50, B, a little over 75, or C, a little over 100 years? Anybody want to guess in the studio?
I would like to guess maybe A.
A, a little over 50?
Yes.
Boom.
Oh.
You're wrong. Anyone else?
Wow.
Quick. It's C.
C.
A little over 100
years.
100 years,
wow.
I know, almost as old as me. Been around 100 years. And they teach wonderful things. It was founded by a lady named Juliet Gordon Lowe, and she founded it in 1912, the Girl Scout cookies, and they've been around about 110 years, roughly. So we want to know a little bit about Girl Scout cookie. Get awards for accomplishments, and then you go from a daisy to a...
brownie.
A brownie, and then from a brownie...
to a junior.
To a junior. Then is there more? Probably go into some form of leadership, I would guess. Anyways, the Girl Scout program does a wonderful thing. They invest in girls, and that's very important, too. And I was told, too, that folks are coming out with a new... Yeah, and do you know that new cookie is my favorite flavor? And do you know I've heard you're already sold out? You got anything to say to that? Do you know raspberry is my favorite? I love raspberry. That's my favorite fruit, if it is a fruit. But they, Girl Scout cookies now have a raspberry cookie. It's raspberry filled, is it, Mom?
No, it's just a cookie.
Just a cookie.
Yes.
But it is raspberry, and it is one of my favorites. So just once again, kind of in conclusion, where can we find the Girl Scout cookies if we want to purchase some? And I know I bought some at Vaughn's, and in front of Vaughn's there was a stand. Of course, we bought some in the studio today. So where can we find a cookie to support this wonderful organization?
Briley has an online link, which Pam will hook it up on your guys' site.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Briley, you're getting on the internet already. I'm going to have a website. Turning six, and she has a website.
With her cute picture.
And she is gorgeous. So please go to my website, markthespark.org. You'll see Briley. And also, there'll be a logo with a drop of information on the Girl Scout cookies. But you got to hurry. They're not going to be around too much longer. So anyways, we take a halftime break. I take a nap. We play... We pay some bills, play some commercials. Briley, I really don't take a nap. No, Pamela just says that. And we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Here's the deal. We're flipping pizza, and we love pizza. New York, thin crust pizza to be exact. Not deep dish, not super fancy, just your honest old school. I'm from Brooklyn, and you're not pizza. We start with fresh hand-tossed dough. Top them off with 100% whole milk mozzarella and fresh ingredients. Then cook them in a traditional brick oven to give each bite that crispy goodness. Come visit one of our four veteran-owned flippin' pizza restaurants today. Located in Encinitas, Del Mar, Carmel Mountain, and Forest Ranch. Fact, 3 out of 4 people are dehydrated. Headache, fatigue, irritability, all signs of dehydration. Every day we lose fluids and electrolytes that water simply can't replace on its own. That's where Hydrolyte comes in. Hydrolyte uses a scientific formula containing a precise amount of glucose and electrolytes for clinical hydration and rapid results. Skip the sports drinks. Hydrolyte has 75% less sugar and 4 times the electrolytes than any of them. Hydrolyte, doctor-approved on-the-go hydration. Learn more at Hydrolyte.com. Whether you're purchasing, refinancing, or just starting to look for your dream home, you need a trusted lender. Island Girl Pam Campbell is here to make your experience smooth and easy. She's approved with over 100 banks, which gives her the ability to provide you with a full range of mortgage products to meet your goals. Pam will walk you through every step, ensuring you understand the process and options to finance your home. Mortgage is made easy. You believe it. Island Girl will achieve it. Visit islandgirl.com, ILENDGIRL.com, NMLS number 293365.
Well, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to the I Can Help Show. I'm Mark the Spark, and with co-host Pamela. We come on every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. to 11, and we want you here right at 10:30, or else you get a bad, bad, bad. No coming in late. Now, for the second half, we have Oliver and Alex in the studio with Leverage Services. Welcome, 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 and a couple more welcomes. So let's talk about your business, Leverage Services. Alex, you want to go first? Maybe could you tell us a little bit how you got started and what the business does?
Yeah, sure. So I actually started Leverage Services when I left the military out of here in San Diego. I was stationed here in Miramar, not too far from here, and I started, you know, helping my mom with fixing her credit, and then it just kind of turned into a business where I started helping fellow Marines and fellow military members, and it just kind of spiraled into a big service that I started, you know, helping a lot of people with.
Well, I know how that goes. In fact, a lot of stories start out as kind of a hobby, and then it turns into a business.
Right.
So it might not exactly been a hobby, but it was more or less doing favors, and now it's turned into a business. And Oliver, how about yourself? How did you kind of get started in this business?
For me, I was actually in the finance industry. I was a finance manager for some of the big dealerships, Toyota dealerships here in San Diego. I did that for over a decade. So I dealt with credit every single day.
Well, I bet you did.
Too much every single day. Wow. So I've seen the spectrum of everything. And when I met Alex, I was in personal finance and helping people with that as well. And I was fortunate enough to meet him on social media on LinkedIn. One of the topics I was talking about was at that time was helping military members get a little bit more education just on how to take care of finances, because being prior service as well, I was in the Navy and there was a lot of classes about it, but the retention rate wasn't really the best. And, mm-hmm. you know, you got young gentlemen here, you know, that are making money, you know, getting paid every 1st and 15th, but they don't really know the rules to the game yet. And I know when they're transitioning out, they're given some tools, but I don't think they're given enough. So, and that's how I met Alex. And when he was doing credit repair at the time, I thought it was a perfect merger.
It is.
You know, so for us to kind of go, you know, how can we help more people, you know, because mm-hmm. it's not even just about what we know. It's how much we can, you know, get somebody else to just to know a little bit more.
I see. When you were at the dealership, you handled the financing?
Yes.
So were you the closer?
I was actually.
You're the bad guy?
I am the dealership's worst nightmare.
Now. Okay.
I was that manager. I was the closer's manager. So I was the last line of defense for the dealership.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about how you connect with merchants. Now, I have in my notes, I have increased sales, revenue, and conversions. What do you do to help merchants?
Yeah, so, you know, personal credit goes along a lot with business credit. And so for businesses that are looking for credit, you know, your personal credit ends up being one of the easiest ways to kind of get the business credit. You know, another way is that if your business is doing revenue, then you could get funding based on your revenue.
Mm-hmm.
But
on your purchase orders?
Okay. Right. Yeah. But your personal credit is always the heart of everything.
I see. And now what about if you have customers with challenged credit?
So we identify all the different accounts that are showing negative on their report. Mm-hmm. And we challenge some of that information. Or if clients have debt, we kind of put together a strategy so that they could either negotiate that debt down, and we could hopefully get rid of those accounts. And really the idea is just to get enough positive accounts to kind of outweigh all the negative accounts.
I see. And they have, if there's a negative on your credit and you inquire, they have to prove it. Is that
right.
correct?
Yeah. So the credit bureaus and the creditors, they have the legal responsibility to prove that they have the right to report that account.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, if you look at your credit report, you would see discrepancies between all the three bureaus. Mm-hmm. And so it's up to kind of us to give them the homework of saying, hey, I challenge this information. I want you to prove to me that you have the right to report it.
Mm-hmm. I know when I go to the three bureaus, I'll get three different scores.
Right.
And they will be close, but it is three different scores. Now, you work with different agencies, right, to help people repair their credit. Is that correct? Or do I have that wrong?
So we are our own agency. We provide all the services now.
So between you two, you provide all the services?
Yes.
I see. Mm-hmm. So what would you say that you contribute, Oliver?
Well, I'm more on the sales management side, the customer service part of it. We do have a sales team that we do manage. You know, everything is kind of done virtually now. I mean, thank goodness for Zoom and everything like that. But we do manage a sales team that answers inbound calls. We manage a team as far as customer service. We make sure that we walk the clients through everything to make sure that they're completely comfortable as far as the process, because it can be a pretty long process. It's mm-hmm. not an overnight, you know, blink and, you know, I want to purchase something at the store. Here's my money. I buy it. Where's my product? Where's my service?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so,
right.
You know, part of it is the customer service aspect of it and, you know, walking them through the process, because it can be a tedious process. Depending on how much we have to clear up,
mm-hmm.
you know, because every case by case is going to be a little bit different. But we, you know, we do have a team that, you know, manages them throughout the process to kind of make them at ease a little bit more and kind of go step by step on what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I know when I started on my credit, which was a long time ago, and a lot of people don't even look at their credit report.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could start with Credit Karma, which I know is an estimate, but I mean, I was way down there, and I had all these little things on there that I forgot all about, a dentist or something, yeah. You know. And I started plucking away one each month in that. And like you say, it's not overnight. It's a process, and it's tedious. But I started plucking away one at a time.
And it makes a big difference.
And so we're getting a little bit towards the end of the show. So I want to know, how does a person kind of start to tackle their credit report? What would be the first thing you would suggest? And also, what are some credit numbers? I mean, I hear 650 is like the bottom where you stop getting loans and that type of thing. You want to elaborate a little bit on where would you start to repair your credit and where are you on the scores?
Right. Yeah. So the main thing that I always tell people is look at all the credit card debt that you have and start paying that down immediately. That accounts for 30% of your score. So automatically, just by paying off your credit cards, your score should be able to jump up pretty significantly. Now, besides that, the second biggest factor in your credit score is your credit history, and that's 35% of your score. So any late payments, charge-offs, collections, any derogatory information, that will dramatically impact your score. So the first thing is you could start disputing some of those accounts that mm-hmm. are negative.
Yes.
If you still have debt on those accounts, then you could start looking for a solution to settle those accounts. And if it's accounts that are fraudulent, then you could report it as fraudulent and you could get those accounts removed.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I like to advise people is really just look at your credit report constantly.
Mm-hmm.
We have Credit Karma, and you could go to Experian.com. And with those two apps, you should be able to see all three bureaus on a week-to-week basis absolutely for free. And I always tell people, you know, if it's just like your bank account. If you're looking at your bank account every day, mm-hmm. you're going to start building better habits, right?
Absolutely, because I do that. I check my credit score daily, and I do my bank accounts daily with my morning coffee.
We used mm-hmm. to have people at dealership come in all the time and, you know, haven't checked their credit for 6 months,
yes.
9 months, years, you know, and go, I used to be a 720 score. And no, next thing you know,
650.
They forgot that, oh, I put that credit card on there. Oh, I did this. I added
inquiry.
That. Yeah, you know. So,
hard inquiry.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. So how do we get in touch with you folks? And I know I myself really want to talk to both of you about a situation. I started a business on a credit card and ran the credit card up high, and the score dipped. Now, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, because they say, well, it's better than not starting at all. So you're going to be on my website with a drop, and I also have a credit board that I've started where I list credit repair and credit issues. So how can we get in touch with you folks?
Yeah, so you guys can go to leverageservices.com, or you can email us at support@leverageservices.com, mm-hmm. or you guys could actually give us a call at 844-780-0836.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Alex and Oliver. Thank you for coming into the studio, giving us that fine information. Again, on my website, markthespark.org, and don't forget it's a .org because this is an educational platform. We have a lenders board, which lists lenders that are friendly to small business. And we also have a credit board, which lists credit repair and credit issues. And you'll be able to find both Oliver and Alex with Leverage Services on my website on the credit board. Please go and check them out. It'll be worth it. I have one takeaway for today. It's protect your business credit score by tracking your debt to credit ratio. Keep it below 50%. Higher ratios can limit your ability to get funding. And both Alex and Oliver told me you want under 30%. 10% is best. So please join us next week for the I Can Help show with Mark the Spark and Pamela. And we'll have another entrepreneurial story to talk about and hopefully give some advice and some encouragement. So we'll see you next week at 10:30 a.m. on the I Can Help show. Goodbye.
Fact, 3 out of 4 people are dehydrated. Headache, fatigue, irritability, all signs of dehydration. Every day we lose fluids and electrolytes that water simply can't replace on its own. That's where Hydrolyte comes in. Hydrolyte uses a scientific formula containing a precise amount of glucose and electrolytes for clinical hydration and rapid results. Skip the sports drinks. Hydrolyte has 75% less sugar and 4 times the electrolytes than any of them. Hydrolyte, doctor-approved on-the-go hydration. Learn more at Hydrolyte.com. Whether you're purchasing, refinancing, or just starting to look for your dream home, you need a trusted lender. Island Girl Pam Campbell is here to make your experience smooth and easy. She's approved with over 100 banks, which gives her the ability to provide you with a full range of mortgage products to meet your goals. Pam will walk you through every step, ensuring you understand the process and options to finance your home. Mortgage is made easy. You believe it. Island Girl will achieve it. Visit islandgirl.com, ILENDGIRL.com, NMLS number 293365.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.